Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Houston Baker Psychic Hour. Well, it is Wednesday, and we've got several callers in the queue, so we're going to get right to our callers, and then who knows what we'll be discussing later in the show, or if we'll even get to our discussion, we'll see. Okay, so before we bring on our callers, I want to remind our callers to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. We really appreciate your support. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. Okay, so let's bring on the first caller, 510 area code. Hello. Are you there? 510, it's you. Silence. Okay, I'm going to disconnect the caller and see if that person calls back. 347, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Thank you for taking the call.
Hi. You're welcome. What's your name?
This is Tanika.
Oh, hey. Tanika, how
Hi.
Are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what's going on?
I just wanted to catch up with you guys. My birthday was yesterday, so I just wanted to see what you guys see coming up for me with love or with work. With
Is it 1978 or 77? I can't remember.
78.
Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you. There's someone still sort of in my life, but I'm not sure of our status, and I'm wondering if he might be interested in another female. Her name is Elaine. And I'm talking about Frank, and I know his birth date if you guys don't remember it. So I just wanted to know.
Yeah, give us the birth date. Frank, can you remind us? Frank, is the Frank the person at work?
Yes. And his date of birth is October 28, 1976. I don't know Elaine's date of birth, and I just don't know if he's interested, if they're going to get involved, or if you guys see any kind of if they want to get involved. That's
about
question, I mean.
Between Elaine and Frank. Well,
yes.
Are you still involved with Frank romantically?
We still care. I could tell we still care about each other, but it's been some distance in the last 2 weeks.
So since we last talked, can you just give us a little brief rundown on what has transpired between the two of you? Because
we had gotten some distance between each other, then we kind of warmed back up to each other, and we were getting along really well, like flirting and everything. I didn't get physical with him, but you could tell that we still care about each other. It was feeling like it was going in a good direction. And go ahead.
It was physical. You have
No, I didn't.
You did not get physical with him, but there's been flirting. That's the extent of it?
Yeah, we were warming back up to each other.
Have you ever been intimate with him?
Yes, this winter we were involved.
You were involved this winter. So just essentially a light reintroduction to each other in the last couple months.
Yeah, and then now it's then, like...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Now, there's a woman at my job. Her name is Elaine. She's a supervisor to me. I'm a receptionist. She's a reception supervisor. she's younger than me, younger than Frank, and he seems like he hangs out with her a lot and follows her around a lot. I don't know if he's interested in her. I don't know if something's going on between them, if they're interested in each other and something's going to happen, like if they're going to get involved or not. And, you know, what's going on with that, or if you guys see me and him, you know.
Well, I know that when we've talked about Frank a couple of times, and I remember you didn't have his birth date, and then you had his birth date like maybe a month or two later and presented it on the radio. I know that we advised to steer clear of him, but you have gotten involved with him. I don't know if we knew that you were intimately involved with him at one point, but you got involved and kind of things cooled and you're re-involved. So, I mean, I think the answer about Frank is going to be the same, Janika. He's the one, do you remember, Neil, with the thing on his neck? You picked that up in one of the readings. Mm-hmm. He has some kind of, what is it, Janika?
He has like a bump on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I got involved with him before I called you guys. Like, me and him were involved since October, and I spoke to you guys about him, I think, in after December.
Okay. So you were already involved when... Yeah, I don't remember the details, but as far as getting back involved with him, I would say not probably a great idea. As for him and Elaine, it sounds like he's interested in her, but I mean,
well, the reason
drama, you don't need to work with your supervisor, you don't want to lose your job, especially if they're involved and there's this love triangle. But go ahead, Neil, sorry.
Well, there's numerically speaking, there are connections between the two of you, so the fact that you have been together and you're still connecting on some line here is defined by the numerical numbers in
the
your
numerical
birth date.
Numbers.
Yeah, the numbers in your birth date, they correspond in many ways. So you know them from a past life. There is some indication that there can be an interaction between the two of you in this life, which obviously there is. And there's some inkling of some potential relationship. But Janika, now aside from that comment, we look at this physical stage and what people are doing aside from their karma and what their codes are and everything. And it seems to me that if you have a man that you've been intimate with and then he sort of backs off, that's not a good sign. If a man is intimate with you, the healthy sign would be it continues. You don't separate. You continue. You formulate a deeper relationship and you move forward. That wasn't the case here. He separated. The communication with him is poor. You don't even know what he's up to with her. There seems to be a lot of flirtation going around. I don't think he's invested in you. I think you're running after something that isn't healthy. It doesn't matter that there's a connection. It doesn't matter. We already know there is. But your pursuit of him or your curiosity about him is going to be confounded by the fact that he's not into you.
He's into her to a certain degree, obviously, if he was intimate with her. But what she's looking for from him
is not a connection. I'm not saying there isn't a connection.
He's not attraction. He's not committed in the way that you want him to be.
He's not committed. Yeah. He's looking at other women. He's flirting. You don't even communicate with him about what's going on. You don't really have a relationship with him. You're not boyfriend and girlfriend. And if you're wondering where this is leading, like we said before, we don't recommend the journey. You may decide to pursue it. I think if you do, there might be something there, but I have doubts about the outcome. And
meaning there could be, they could revisit being intimate together, but it probably isn't going to lead to the relationship that you're looking for.
You're 41 years old. Do you want to ultimately get married, Tanika?
Yes.
Well, you know, at this time in your life, what you need is to encounter a man who is really connected to you, who's making suggestions that he wants to be in a relationship. He's consistent. He's dependable. He's transparent. Are you getting that from Frank?
No, but I know everyone grows at their same speed. I know that that's what I want. And I know his like the red flags and everything that are there, but I'm still stuck in a place where we were involved and I have these feelings for him and it feels like we still have this connection. So I know already the red flags and everything. I just wanted to know psychically, like,
Psychically, we don't see a good outcome. If you want to defy that and explore this, I will say there is a connection between the two of you. You might end up being successful, but it's going to take work. So if you're saying, well, I disagree with you too, I kind of think there is a connection, and I want to know what you're thinking. You're telling me that there might be a connection, there's potential for it, but you don't think very hopeful about it. Here's you speaking. I'm thinking that there may be, and I want to know from you if you really saw it strongly, but I still feel a connection. We agree with you, and you may make that connection. There is an attitude between the two of you that can make something happen. But so I would, if I were you, I would be more assertive. Because it, organically speaking, he probably won't be assertive. So if you want to be assertive and say to Frank, hey, would you like to go out again? Do you see any potential for us? I'm wondering, I'm attracted to you. I just want to know if there's potential, if you want to explore that. I mean, I would be assertive.
But then, you know, what's going to happen after you're assertive and if he dodges? I mean, that's the problem. And Tanika, I guess our only concern for you is that you were involved with Mark before, right? That was your last boyfriend. And Mark was not a great, you know, partner to you either. There was a lot of conflict in the relationship and you let go of that. And so we were hoping that there would be someone that would come into your life that was, you know, more the material that you wanted for a long-term relationship. And Frank, when did you meet Frank? When you started the show?
Last August.
So last August. So now it's been a year, over a year since you met him. You became involved with him, and that's a year has passed. So the only thing is you're 41 years old and putting energy into someone who is not who you want them to be and trying to shape them, it's going to be a long-term journey. It may not be successful, and that's the problem. You're 41 years old, and if you want to get married and settle down – you may be just spinning your wheels with this person, and then you're further back on that road to finding somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah, other callers, hang in there.
They're going to hang in.
We're going to be there in about 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you something, Tanika, and I want you to just be upfront with us. If you were intimate with him before, I'm picturing that the two of you were close enough to have sex, close enough to be together. Real briefly, what prompted the drifting apart? Did he stop talking to you? What did he do?
I think it was always me, like, feeling like there was moments when he should have stepped up for certain things and he didn't. Like, there's certain times in the office where I found out, like, he knew some information, like, someone tried to backstab me, and I'm like, well, you know, did you defend me in that situation? He didn't do anything. And then other times when, like, I felt like maybe he said something hurtful to me, or, like, didn't let me in his life. Like, it's always been, like, him not realizing, it seems like, or him just being clumsy.
Well,
and me just getting offended.
It's politics and it's a support system. But how did he address that? Real quickly, how did he address what you said?
He would always be, like, blindsided, like, didn't realize that was the problem.
Did he apologize or did he kind of slough it off?
He would kind of scuff it off, I felt like.
Well, you're irritated with them. I don't know. I mean, you're going back and forth with them.
Someone who is going to be, I mean,
considering the fact that, you know, we're believing that you're valid in your complaints with him, someone not to support you or be receptive to your feedback in a relationship and take responsibility for behavior, that's not a good sign. To just, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship where someone is not validating your feelings. I would say, I mean, what are the qualities in him, real quick, because we do have to move on, but qualities in him, why do you want to continue a relationship with this person? What are the good qualities?
I feel like he's a sweet person inside. He seems really gentle. He makes, we laugh. We have a lot of private jokes together. Like, the connection as far as friendship is strong, and also I find personality attractive.
Well, it's challenging. I mean, it's challenging. And are there been any other men in your life since then?
No.
No. Well, I mean, you know, in a nutshell, we've kind of summed it up. You can make your own decision, obviously, but I think our advice would be to move on, that there is some potential because of that connection between the two of you due to past lives, but it's going to be probably a very difficult road, and there's no guarantee.
Do you see him and this woman, do they want to get involved, or are they going to get involved?
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, it's...
What, you know, real briefly, we got to have other callers, and we're spending a lot of time. What have you noticed between the two of them?
I just noticed that he just goes down to her office a lot to help her. He's like seeming like he's like going to be around her. I noticed that he's around her a lot, like he's following her around a lot, like always going down to help her where he could pick up the phone. And
question. I don't know. I mean, that could be. Maybe he's trying to do something with his job, get better in with his job. You got to ask him. Ask him. I mean, maybe he's attracted to her. Is she attractive?
I guess. I just didn't know psychically, like, he saw that, you know, they were going to get involved or they're interested. But
well, it's not always a black and white answer, Tanika. I mean, it's not always, well, psychically this is going to happen or psychically this is not going to happen. There are contingencies. It sounds like there might be an attraction there, and it's possible. I mean, I don't know what her limitations are as far as getting involved with someone who's her employee, you know, what her ethics are, and a lot of people won't get involved with people that are their, you know, underlings, but it's possible. And then, I mean, it's just really, it's just a convoluted situation.
The scene doesn't look too good.
It doesn't look great.
I mean, could he be involved with her? I don't know. I mean,
okay.
I get a certain vibe that there may be something, but I still think you need to be assertive with them and ask them and just say, look, is there any prospect for us? Is there any way we can be in a relationship again? I know we've had some confrontations and things, but I just want to know. And I also want to know if that's not the case and you're maybe interested in somebody else, I think you might be interested even in the supervisor. Then I'll keep my mouth shut and you know, move on. I would say that to him.
At least then you have an answer. And if he's not forthcoming and isn't, you know, straightforward with you, then you can make a decision at that point to move on or to continue and stay in the relationship or trying.
Did he ever say he was really into you? Did you get a vibe that he was attracted to you?
Yeah.
Maybe he's making you jealous. Your journey, you need to talk to him. Don't ask psychics right now. You need to talk to him because there is a lot of gray area here, and he may be playing you a little bit. I don't know if he's really attracted to her. You know, I don't think so, but you need to talk to him, Tanika.
How old is she, Elaine?
She's younger than us. I think she's like 30-something, 20, like 20s, 30-something. I don't know her birthday.
Yeah.
I understand what you think. I'll give that a try, and I won't hold you up any longer.
Okay, so you're not holding us up, Tanika. It's just that we have other callers. And anyway, check back in with us bit sooner and let us know.
Here's the deal. Do what we're saying. Call back the show and tell us what happened.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Like, call back. Don't wait. make your move and then call us back.
The way that we communicate is I've teased them about her. Like, I've been like, going to see Elaine now? You going to help Elaine? Like, that's the stupid way that he communicates, but that's the way that I have to, like, indicate to him that I see what he's doing.
Your way. Do it your way, but be more assertive.
It seemed like it got, like, more extreme, the communication between them now after. I don't know if he's like, I do like her,
Well, she's younger. So, that's not a great sign.
I look younger than her. About that.
Huh?
I look way younger than her. I'm not worried about that. She has, like, fillers in her face and all that. I'm not worried about the looks department.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to talk. Here's what we're saying. Talk to them, do it in your best way that you know how, and call us right back.
Okay, Tanika, take care.
He doesn't talk. That's why I call psychics, because he's Scorpio. But I will try again. So thank you.
Try again. Maybe with energy, he will say something.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. So I think it's important to know that there's not always a black and white answer to a psychic question. There are all kinds of contingencies. So, there's gray, as you were saying, Neil, lots of gray area in this specific situation. So it's not, 100% prediction isn't always possible. Okay, let's bring on area code 510, who was not there when we tried to pick.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
Hi, I want to know about this guy named Shondell and this guy named Henry. Okay, Shondell's birth. My birthday is 6/22/1975, and Shondell's birthday is 4/27/1977.
Okay, and what's your name?
Tasha.
Oh, Tasha, you're the and you said Henry is the other one. I remember that name.
Yeah, Henry is the other guy. His birthday is 12/21. 1979. What do you see with these two? Because these are the only two that my heart cries out for. I'm still staying focused and moving forward with my life, but do you see a potential out of one of these two?
You've been involved with them. You've been intimately involved with Henry, right?
Yes.
Wait, 12/21/79. And what about Shondell?
Shondell been intimate 2 years ago, but we're very good friends. He's a childhood friend of mine. And he's involved in a serious, committed relationship, but we're very good friends. I want to see the possibility in our friendship.
So you're not, I'm sorry, you're not looking for a relationship with Shondell? You're looking for a friendship?
For a good, intimate friendship.
Oh, so you want a relationship. Okay, 9/13.
Right.
Okay. And what did we say about Henry before?
That's why I was calling about the update, because I just seen him on my birthday, but then I went into a installation period for 3 months. I want to see what do you see happening with these two. Come back focus again.
What period?
Isolation period. So I did a lot of self-reflection and self-love.
Isolation period, because this was more or less like kind of a relationship where it was like he would come over late at night and it would be that
Like either him or Shondell. Shondell's a good friend.
Henry, Henry, my vibe.
Okay.
Henry is going to remain as Henry is. I don't think it's going to progress into anything beyond a relationship of convenience for him. It's really not gone to any other level besides meeting late at night and being, right? Is that how it's been? There's not been like dates.
That's how it's been. We've been in a separation period. I wanted to see why I see him consistently. That's my question with both of these two.
Yeah, I don't think, maybe Neil has a different opinion. I don't think it's going to progress with Henry, so I would forget Henry.
Okay.
Shondell, what have things been like in the last few months with Shondell? You said you
I've been expressing my feelings to him. I told him I'm in love with him. I love his art. I love his craft. And I want to see if our friendship can evolve and not stay stagnant.
And what does he say in response?
He loves art. He wants me to get focused on my goals, and he do want to see me.
What? He does want to see her. He wants her to focus on her goals. What are your goals, Tasha?
My goal is to get into real estate and to go to school for business and then do paralegal.
Okay. Real estate and paralegal, those are two different areas, right?
Yeah, two different areas, but two different goals that I want to proceed.
Well,
I mean, sounds more promising with Shondell. He says he's interested, but go ahead. I'm sorry, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, Shondell has a 10 in his karma, and so that 10, he's a 37-10-1, and you have a
and you have a
10 in your 6-2-2.
Okay.
Now, Henry's master number is 4, and you have a 4 in your 22.
Henry's master.
Right. Number. That's the connection. I'm saying.
Yeah. Together, their numbers
okay.
add up to 5.
Wait, what's Henry's birthday?
Okay.
I added it up wrong, I guess. 12, 21.
Thank you, sir.
What?
Wait. We need to get a birthday. Henry is what birthday? What's his birthday?
It's 12-12-21-79.
Yeah.
And Shondell's is 4-27-77.
16 and 16. It's 32.5.
That's
Neil.
A 32.5.
It's not a 31.4. It's a 32.5.
32.5. So
which
but,
is the same master number and karmic number as Tasha.
Yeah, but the 5.
Right. Those are my two. Those are my true heart's desires. Them only two men I want. I don't want nobody else. They're my husband.
You narrowed it down to 2.
Well,
yeah, they're my husband. They're my husband. They're my spiritual husband.
Yeah, you have a better chance, and their years align. Their 2 years, respectively speaking, align. 7-7 is 77, and 7-9 is 79. So their 2 years.
Yay!
Yeah, but her year
and their master numbers become your month.
Her years align with.
Yay! Yes, I found my husband.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, Tasha, you're probably, with Shondell, you have a history, so that's secure. But probably, if you're looking for that special intimacy, it's going to be with Henry.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was looking for. So keep the friendship with Sean and move forward with Henry.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
I knew it. I knew it.
So
I knew it. Thank you.
Okay, yep. So about Henry, is he making moves to be more committed?
That's what I'm looking for. I want to know, when do you see me seeing him again in the physical? I like the moves is going to come when it needs to come, when he's ready. I'm not rushing that.
Well, I don't know. Neil,
well,
you,
I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know.
you know, it
we
might
have a difference of opinion.
He's got a birthday coming up soon, but I probably, if you're looking for some kind of change or subtle change, October.
Right. Okay, October, thank you. So October is the month. Okay,
well,
so I will see Henry again.
That's not...
Well, let's consider that month.
Okay.
You know,
so when will I see... What month do you consider me seeing Shondell?
Well, they both may conflict in month, in the same month.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, October.
Thank you. Let's look at October 1st. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for my reading.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, good luck. All right. 408 is not here. She's gone. All right. So Let's see who's next. 3346. 510-850 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to know if you had any messages for me from Spirit.
Who? What's your name?
Tamika.
I'm sorry, what?
Tamika.
Tamika. We had a Tanika earlier, and now we have Tamika. And what's your birthday, Tamika?
6/22/75.
What?
That's the same as Tasha.
This is weird. Okay, you're calling from the same area code as Tasha, and your birth date is the same. So something, what's going on here? Is this Tasha again?
That's my sister. No,
oh,
that's my sister.
You guys are twins?
Triplets, three of us.
Oh, triplets.
Right.
Wow. That's rare. Well, we've already worked out your master number.
Uh-huh.
Have you called the show before?
No, it's been a long, long time.
So first of all, you would have had a change in 2007. What happened that year? Do you remember? You would have been 32 years old.
Yeah, I had a lawsuit that I won.
Oh, a lawsuit that you won. Well, that's good. At least
yeah.
You won. What regarding what?
Work injury.
Work injury. Okay. And what are you doing for work now?
Back to work. I work as a grocery clerk.
You're a grocery clerk. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a cat?
No, my sister did. My sister, she loved cats. I love dogs.
Oh. She loves cats. And this
yes.
sister, of course, is a living sister, right?
Right. You just talked to her.
Yeah, Tasha.
Yeah.
So it's not the other triplet.
Yeah, it's not the other one.
It's Tasha.
So is your mother crossed over or your father?
No, my father is, but my mom is still here.
Oh, yeah, but your father crossed over. Were you close to your father?
Yeah, we were.
Okay. If there's any message coming through from the other side, in terms of your question from Spirit, there seems to be something coming through from Father.
Oh, okay.
So there's a Father energy. Now, who do you know that worked on old cars or was a little bit of a mechanic?
My ex-husband and his father.
Okay. And did your father know your ex-husband?
No.
They never met?
No.
But your ex-husband and his father, they're alive?
No, my ex-husband's father, well, he looked for him as a father. He's alive, but his biological father is dead. He's dead also.
Oh. Well, you're getting a message from your father. I'm not sure what it is, but the message seems to be the vibration coming from your father. Do you are you having any kind of problem with your living situation? Do you live in an apartment?
Well, I'm house hopping right now. I've been house hopping for the last 4 years now.
House hopping, what does that mean? So you're just staying on
the couch? Moving from place to place. Yeah, on the couch.
Yeah.
So you don't have your own residence.
Well, your
right.
father, your father, Tamika, seems to be aware of you having a living problem situation and hopping from house to house.
Yeah.
So he's aware of that. There's going to be a change.
Okay.
There's going to be a change regarding that coming up to where you have more
okay.
permanence. You have more permanency. Did you ever in your life have a Labrador?
Yeah.
Yeah, Labrador dog. So all we can say right now is that your father seems to be coming through and he's sending a message that you're going to have a permanent residency. There's going to be two women in the house, but you'll have a more permanent residency there.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing two women there. Now, maybe it's you and the other woman, or maybe it's two women plus you would be three. But what's your ideal living situation? What are you striving for?
Me by myself, not living with more people.
Oh.
No.
Oh, what's your living situation now? How many people you're living with?
Four.
How many women are there?
Two
okay.
other women.
So the two
okay.
women are the
two
other
women. So that's your current. You're going to be living
right.
in a situation where you'll have your own solitary existence. So he's telling me what your current living situation is, and informing
yeah.
us that you're going to be moving into a home or an area, apartment, something by yourself.
Okay, cool. That's
and
what I've been
again,
praying for.
Well, again, Tasha, is that her name?
Her sister Tasha.
Yeah.
October seems to, again, be important for you as well. So this change might come starting in October.
Okay.
Are you,
cool.
do you work full-time, Tamika?
No, I'm trying to. I just got this job, so I'm trying to work full-time.
Oh, okay. What were you doing before?
I was off work for 2 years. I was a grocery clerk for 17 years, and then I
were
took
you,
2 years off.
For what reason?
Because I needed to rest. I needed a break. I've been working 17 years and barely took vacations.
Do you work for a chain? Can you mention the chain you work for?
I can mention it if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, Lucky's.
Lucky's. You know, do we have Lucky's down here?
No,
they're,
not anymore.
Yeah, they're up there. So.
Or, right.
Oh, do
what's
you,
the other word you're going to say, or? It's Lucky is
Save Mart.
Save Mart.
Yeah, Lucky's used
either.
To be really popular out here and then really popular. And then they closed up over here on the West Coast.
She's in Northern California. They're not closed on the West
Coast.
Oh.
North, yeah,
oh.
they're Northern California.
They
so
closed
lucky.
In Southern California.
Right.
I guess they were kind of unlucky
yeah.
in that regard.
Right.
Well, let's say October right now. Okay.
Okay. So I should be hearing something about something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
October.
And you've got to probably, you know, start saving your money since you're working again.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what my plans are.
You must have had some savings to be able to live for 2 years without work, right?
No. Just
how
pure grace of God. Grace of God.
Okay.
Well, you know, there was a day when cashiers and grocery markets made a lot of money. It was a great job. It has not that situation anymore.
No. Is it
so.
Union?
Anymore, right.
You still have union.
No,
you're still union?
Well, I'm supposedly still in that union that from Lucky's, but because I never withdrew. But I need to check that out though, because I got thrown. I had a period in my life where I was thrown off track for some awkward reason. The universe just threw me off track for 2 years, and now I'm trying to get back on my feet.
So it wasn't really time off to relax. It was really a kind of bump in the road.
Yeah, it was really. It was time. It was really. It was basically. I took it like it was time for me to have a break. Since I was thrown off course, that was my break period.
Well, it's good that you're back to work at least, and you know, making some money, and hopefully you'll be able
right.
to get out of the situation soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information, because I've been praying to move to get my own place back so I can get on my feet all the way.
Yeah.
Well, that's what seemed to come through.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 203 area code. Hi, Pat, I believe.
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat, 712-53, I think.
712-53.
Okay, hi, she's
2810-1.
What's new?
I have started two new kinds of therapy, and I've been thinking about the two of you to ask about
it's
it.
Real, you know what? Wait. I'm going to stop you, Pat. It's hard to hear you. We're hearing every other word. So if you're on speakerphone, if you could, like, not be on speakerphone, it would be helpful.
Okay, let me try that. Is that better?
It's better. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hard to hear you, but okay, I'm glad it's better.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I've started two new therapies. One is called Lens. They hook up electrodes to your brain, two spots at a time, go through your whole brain. They
called
Lens? They help
Lens.
They help. It helps first responders and people with PTSD and all kinds of other things. And I'm also doing EMDR, rapid eye movement. I did it before for 3 years, and it just didn't work. The guy was not great. This guy, in my third session, I've hit profound stuff, very, very, very dark.
With the rapid eye movement?
Yes. And I also think I see already, if I try and go back to the initial memories that I did in the first or second session, it's actually harder to feel. So I think that's working too. If nothing else, it's really profound, and I really like the guy. So just wanted to see what you saw about both.
Well, the lens therapy I've actually heard of. I think they did something on some program about it, and that it's been very helpful to people who were, like, in war and, you know, have post-traumatic stress syndrome. What's your experience with that therapy?
It's really interesting, and my EMDR therapist said, I'm so glad you're doing it. He's going for training for that. But it only takes like 2 seconds, and then they take me into another room and put a pad on my stomach, and that does the same thing for the cells. And I get to see on their computer by columns how stressed I am and how stuck I am. And you know, eventually I'll see the whole chart of my whole brain. But if I'm stuck at a certain point, they say that's trauma and that's suppression. So they literally can read your brain, even if you have physical problems. One of the things they treated yesterday was math, verbal understanding, and Asperger's. So, I mean, there's a wide variety of things that they pinpointed in the brain that they can help alleviate. I feel grateful that I'm doing this.
Wait, they think you have Asperger's?
No, but I'm just giving an example of such a wide variety.
You don't sound like an Asperger's person to me. Okay, so yeah, they treat all different kinds of, I see what you're saying. Well, I think it's great. Are you feeling a lot more positive?
Not yet. I'm feeling more. I've got major angst. Not yet. I mean, it's so deep. I think it's going to take a while. But on a surface level, yeah. After the first session, I went shopping in 3 grocery stores. Who likes to shop in grocery stores? Well, I ended up going to 3 very calmly. So I saw a change immediately.
Did you go to Lucky's?
No.
I bet they don't. They probably don't have Lucky's where you are, right? You're on the East Coast.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Well, okay. So.
I like grocery shopping. Well, not all the time, but there are certain grocery stores I do enjoy going to. So maybe I've had this lens therapy and just didn't know about it.
Well, you know, I think that I've started to hate everything, and I've been very concerned that because of my age and all the years of this trauma, that it's going to cement. So I'm hopeful that these two therapies are going to dislodge or alleviate a lot of trauma.
You know, I mean, Neil can chime in here, but what I like about these therapies is that they're not making you rehash and rehash and rehash your past experiences, because you've probably done that a lot in therapy. And has it really made a huge impact on your well-being and happiness to do that?
It's never helped, but the EMDR, right. I do rehash, and I go very, very deep. And I've gotten insight that I was never able to get before. And the insight is very upsetting and disturbing, but it's the truth. And so,
but the lens is
back.
Not. So I misunderstood.
No,
the
lens
is not.
You don't
just,
even
they
talk.
Just go in and do something.
You don't even talk.
Right. And then the EMDR, you do talk, but there's something accompanying the talk therapy. So they're working on multiple levels.
Yeah. My eyes are following a light machine. So he says, we don't really understand how it works, but it allows you to kind of get out of the trauma and your brain will start to process things on your own without it getting trapped in you. And the memories I'm specifically working at will help unstuck those as well as, you know, new thinking. So, but really the two truths I've seen are, they're really, really upsetting. And they're more upsetting because there's no answer to them. There's no answer to solving them, at least the first one. So I have to figure out how to live without an answer, and I think that's why I've never really wanted to live, you know, but I'm getting to the truth of it, which is definitely going to be helpful, I think.
Well, then that's a motive for living, you know. I mean, to answer all the questions of existence, where we even come from, where we're going after this, I mean, that's not a reason not to exist. Existence is brief. There's a quest, there's a meaning. We try to make the best of the worldly situation, and we try to put something in our soul and spirit so that if indeed there is a journey beyond this lifetime, we're somewhat prepared for it. But, you know, if you're trying to discover the facets of this existence and whether they're tied to something karmically or not, but if you're starting to get some answers and starting to feel some insight, or receive some insight, that's progress. And that
yep.
means that you just have to enter the room a little bit deeper, which is going to be somewhat intriguing to see what you find before you finally leave the planet. So maybe
yeah.
this journey is about finding as much as you can, coping with
yeah.
what you find, accepting it, maybe letting it go ultimately, but not without some form of insight and progression. So,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think it sounds pretty good, you know, where you're going.
Yeah, I want to get a handheld recorder and start recording this because it's pretty profound, I think. So,
well,
okay.
What was one profound moment you experienced?
I started on becoming agoraphobic as a child and went through a number of theories with him and went back to the light and work on that. And what I came to realize, and, you know, a therapist will say, no, it's not. People will say automatically that's not true. I literally was not loved. So I remember as a child looking in Life magazine and seeing the baby monkey that died because the mother didn't give it any attention and this guy experimented with fake baby dolls. I know that that's true. The ramifications of that is I never learned stuff. I didn't have anything inside of me to teach myself, blah, 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 blah. And one doctor even interviewed me, and within 15 minutes he asked me if I was an orphan. I don't have that experience. And I used to say I would have been a criminal if it wasn't for my grandfather, who was able to give me some of a relationship. I'd be a criminal and a lousy one. And I think that's what happens with children that are literally have no love. They die. They get on terrible paths, whatever. So I see the truth. It's something that I've always felt and sort of whined about and gone to therapists about and getting tired of saying it, things like that again and again and feeling self-conscious. Am I just holding on? Am I being a baby? Well, I see it. I really see the truth. So now what? You know? And I saw my meds doctor, and after I said it once or twice, he got it. And he said, so what do you do? And I said, I don't know. I don't know if there's an answer. And he thought about it. He said, you're right. There may not be an answer. So then what do we do? To have the acknowledgement is important on such
a Yeah, acknowledgement. I remember that article in Life. I think it was B.F. Skinner. It was one of the behaviorists that did that experiment. So you know, we all, yeah, to come to the understanding that you literally weren't loved. What you've also come to conclude is that you love yourself enough to go on this journey.
No, I don't. I promised myself I would not leave this world. I would not do that to my son. So I don't have that in me. Maybe through the therapy I'll begin to get some of it. But I've lived that way for a long time, and it's been exhausting.
Well,
I mean, you're still, Pat, a survivor.
Yes.
You know, if you didn't love yourself that much, or if you didn't love yourself at all, you probably would have ended your life if you really didn't love yourself. And of course, you have yourself to live for and all those things.
I can't agree to that either, because the next session I was looking at the betrayal and the abandonment and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I said, I turned my back on myself more than any of them. And I turned to hate myself, and I left. I literally left. But I hated myself better than all of them. You know, so it's bleak. It's a lot.
Yeah, that might be
to work with.
That might be reasonable that you hated yourself. I get that. But still, I mean, you're beginning a journey now, and you're getting more insight, and you're learning from the REM that there might be some way to probe into this and to rehash things and look at things and to gain insight. And then from there, there'll be a process of change.
Yes,
maybe gradually, maybe not. But you seem to have a sort of insightful jive going on right now. And that is impressive. So continue that and do take a recording and analyze your thoughts as you move along.
How often do you do these therapies? Like weekly?
The lens is twice a week, and that'll be done in 3 months. And then the EMDR is once a week, which is all I could handle. And also, as far as surviving, as long as I have dogs, I will be here. And then I realized, you know, I couldn't rescue a healthy dog. I've rescued dogs that have been broken. You know, I heal them, been healing them instead of, myself.
That's a form of love.
Yeah.
Love for dogs. You identify, you put your energy into an animal and not a human.
Yep.
But you've characterized the dog with a human emotions. And so there's a way that you're transferring some of this trauma into the dog as much as
right.
you see them as creatures and animals, but also putting in them emotions. And that's a safe place maybe where you can regain your footing on staying in touch with life.
And part of your self-healing too.
Yes, and I hope maybe someday I can somehow be involved in more in that with dogs, whether, you know, it's a bit of a career or something that would help me as well to do more.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. I don't want to take any more time, but I'll call back with other questions soon, but thanks so much.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that you're doing this, Pat. It sounds progressive.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Take care. All right.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, we are at the end of our time today. We have like 3 more minutes.
Well,
not really too much time to get into anything. So,
but we appreciate our callers and follow us for those listening in the archives, and catch our next show, which will be Friday.
Friday, that's right. Bye-bye.